It's your brunch show, the Sunday Morning Mimosa, Stevie Winwood, Higher Love. Hey, it's Lawson and Beth. Hope you're having an amazing day. How are you, my love?
I'm good. How was your fourth?
It was great.
Did you have a good one?
Well, I am so excited these days. I've been hypnotized.
I know. I heard.
Not like Biggie Small style, but I've been hypnotized, like legit. So, you know, I've been like, you know, fighting the whole weight thing. Mm-hmm. So I needed a solution. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was very lucky to have run across a professional hypnotherapist. And right. She has followed the Bravo show and followed me on Facebook. And she's joining us here in just a little bit as well. We'll be talking with Hillary Evans. And people always, you know, you have this perception, I feel like, of like that. But like stopwatch, right. or the pocket watch.
Exactly.
You are getting very sleepy.
Exactly.
Well, there's an element to that because, you know, but there's like a whole really cool process that's involved. And all right, so as long as you know me, and we were talking before we went on the air, how long have you known me?
Like 30 plus years.
Too damn long.
Since you were a kid, baby.
Right. So what have you ever known me to get my ass out of bed from the boy that I've been seeing and go to the gym and be there by 7 o'clock in the morning?
Never. How about that?
Yeah. The more likelihood is the second coming.
Right.
I mean, wow. I'm serious. It's not going to happen.
That's amazing.
Well, it's happened, and I actually am enjoying it, and it's like, I feel like it's mind over matter. Hypnotherapy is the topic of the morning. Yeah. So I have been hypnotized. Hypnotized, baby.
Did you go to the comedy club and get that done?
No, I wasn't clucking like a chicken.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yes. No.
All right, awesome.
But I have been to the gym like, well, we did it last Monday, so one through four times this past
week.
That's
amazing. I'm so proud of you.
And that never happens.
That's great.
And the funny thing is, I didn't even like force myself to. I wanted to go.
Wow.
And you know,
wanting to go to a gym is I need to get hypnotized.
Well,
definitely.
I'm sure it can happen. But you know, the funny thing is, having done it, you know, and you know, I'm around some of the most decadent chefs in the country and the world.
Oh, I know.
With the events that I do, and I was at this event last night, and he had this dish. It was this like grilled piece of filet, beef tenderloin, with a mushroom duxelle on top, with a piece of pan-seared foie gras on top of that.
Oh, wow.
Like, normally, mm-hmm. I would have taken that damn thing and gone back to my office at the event space and just gone to town on it.
Right. No?
I appreciated it. I had no interest in eating it.
Really?
I mean, I wanted to smack myself. What in the hell is wrong?
Oh,
and then
gosh.
I realized there's nothing wrong. It's what I wanted to have done. And we're here talking with our guest today, and thrilled to have you on, Hillary Evans, who is do you call it, is it a clinical?
I mean, I'm a clinical and transpersonal hypnotherapist.
Okay. And the name of your company is?
True Hypnosis.
Aha, how apropos. She works, Beth. She's the real deal.
I know. I see that. Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
I mean, just don't hit like the 12 o'clock button on your phone because I might literally cluck like a chicken. Aha, just kidding. but no, and it's interesting because when we were talking before we hit the airwaves, Hillary, it seems like people's perception of hypnosis, mm-hmm. unless you know better, is the one where you sort of got into hypnosis, and that's at the comedy stores, you know, the comedy clubs, you know, where you see the guy who can, you know, can hypnotize people to make them do stupid things. Now, I'm not even sure if that's real or not, if it's something that's done beforehand, like, you're going to pick you, you're going to cluck like a chicken, you're going to bark like a dog, and you're going to meow like a cat. But
sure. And, you know, and that's understandable because those are the people that are out there promoting themselves. People are going to see those hypnotists for entertainment, and they certainly are entertaining. And it's a total art to it. Stage hypnosis for entertainment. And those individuals are really good at picking people out of the audience that are what you'd call highly suggestible. But they also know who to look to who wants to participate, who wants to do it. So, you know, I have a lot of clients or friends or random people that ask me if I can make them cluck like a chicken.
Come on.
And my answer is always, yes, if you want to.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's really, you know, hypnosis, you never do anything that you weren't comfortable with or that you wouldn't want to do because the conscious mind is always present. I just use hypnosis to help break that bridge between the conscious mind and the subconscious mind so that you can tap into the subconscious to accomplish amazing things.
Well, one of the things that I was really fascinated by, Beth, was that there's this whole long interview process that she does
right.
when you go in because she has to figure out what the goals are,
sure.
you know, what I was trying to accomplish. And I was like, I don't want to eat fast food. I want to eat better foods. I want to be motivated to go to the gym. You know, and I don't want to eat pizza like I do. And, you know, just and sure. it's a whole long interview, like almost like an hour and a half worth of stuff that she does to sort of get to know me and what my goals are. And then she writes what's called a script.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore the script. And boy, this is interesting. Our producer Boyd here, he wants to be hypnotized to thinking that he's actually fabulous, which I think is
good. But he's already fabulous, so he doesn't have to think it.
Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah.
All right. So there's a script that, and then
hypnotizing
session. And what happened is, I don't remember. It's like, she's like, you know, well, I came out of it and she's like, how long do you think you were out? I was like, 10 minutes. And she's like, try 30.
Really?
And I'm like,
oh
what?
My gosh.
And it's like, you could obviously explain it better than I can, but I'm trying to like at least... for our listeners, try to make it a little more, you know, tangible. But you were saying something to the effect, Hillary, that the brain in the conscious mind is literally only 10% of what...
That's correct. Yeah, the conscious mind represents about 10% of the operating time and the subconscious about 90%. And that isn't like real estate, you know, amount of space in the brain. That's actually like who's driving the bus. So the conscious mind, about 10%, subconscious, 90%. And that's not a fixed number. You know, when you have days when you feel like you're on autopilot,
yeah.
that could be like 95% subconscious and, you know, only, you know, 5% on the conscious mind. In fact, the conscious mind, they theorize, processes about 40 bits of data per second. Now, the subconscious processes 40 million bits of data per second.
Wow.
So that is like, you can almost think of the conscious as like your desktop and the subconscious as like your hard drive and supercomputer.
Yeah, that's wow. so interesting. Mm. And it works. So I'm thinking, I walk out of there, she's like, how do you feel? Like I feel good. I feel refreshed. I actually want to maybe go take a run. I was like,
oh my gosh,
what am I talking about?
Holy cow!
Hillary Evans from True Hypnosis, and you can go what truehypnosis.com.
Yes.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, folks, I'm here to say this is not a commercial. It's not an infomercial. This is the real deal because I needed to lose weight, you know, for my health and
sure.
and for my well-being and
just overall.
Yeah, and yeah. I've got to be honest, I've been lazy. You know, I just have no interest in doing it, and now all of a sudden I do. And it is entirely Hillary's doing. I'm convinced 150%. I, you know, what do I usually do when I come into the studio here and do the show live with you guys? I bring McDonald's biscuits because, you know, I'm a very Jewish godfather that way.
That's right.
Everyone's got to eat, Mamala. but I didn't, and the thought crossed my mind, and I'm thinking, I'm so hungry because I'm starving right now. But I was like, I can't do that. That's just not what I need to be doing. Now, Boyd
awesome.
Self-admittedly
Boyd's very upset
is
because
very
he
upset.
Wanted a biscuit.
I know, he wanted a biscuit. But no, I, you know, I can't do it. And it's like whatever triggers. Now, how does this work?
Well, and I can't take the credit, Lawson. I mean, I'd love to, but, you know, basically.
You have to take the credit. This is your doing.
All hypnosis is self-hypnosis. As a hypnotherapist, I just guide you along the way to help facilitate this. Basically, you know, when you have those thoughts where you're like, oh, I want to do this, or when I go to that party, I want to remain calm and I want to socialize, or when I go out, I'm not going to eat that piece of cake, or these kind of thoughts that you have and then they don't materialize, that's frustrating, right? So I just basically help clients to outline what their needs and wants are, oftentimes what the emotions, attitudes, and beliefs are around the things that they want to change. And then I do hypnosis with them to remove, there's a filter between the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. And when we do hypnosis together, that filter gets out of the way for that time being. So then we can either direct through direct suggestion, which is a technique I use, hypnotic programming, which you experienced recently, where I write a custom script and then I put them in hypnosis and tell them all these wonderful things, all the things that you wanted to say to yourself, but weren't getting through this little blockade. And through hypnosis, that blockade is gone. So now it's getting into that subconscious level, that supercomputer, and it's using that information to reprogram you in the best way. Now, that being said, I can't go in there and say anything willy-nilly because your conscious mind is still there. It's just there in the corner listening, kind of listening, not really. But if I said something that you didn't like or you weren't comfortable with, you'd just reject it or you'd open your eyes and say, I'm out of here. So it is a way, though, that hypnosis allows you to hear the thoughts that you want to unhindered and take it into a way that you can then use it, motivate you. Kind of like in the background, and it's easy and painless and can have great results.
It's so intriguing to me. Like when I was doing it, I actually, even though I was under or whatever it is, I was itching. Did you? Mm-hmm. And she knows. Like and I knew that I was. I kept like my back of my head or my face or my arm was really itching, and I couldn't figure out what was going on. Is that normal?
It's not common, but I mean, people can do all different types of things while they're in a state of hypnosis, which is why at the end I asked you how long you felt like it took, because when you're in his state of hypnosis, time distortion is often the case. And in this case, you know, you experienced that it was much longer. So, you know what? The body and the mind work so closely together. So in that first session that we worked together, I do a lot of work with like, where do you feel things in your body? I think with you itching, you know, that could be your subconscious. Your conscious is like either literally itching for change, or it's like, I'm, you know, not quite sure what I think about this. You know, it can manifest in different ways. You know, the ideas of where you have aches and pains, that informs me a lot with clients too. You know, if you feel it in your shoulders, the weight on your shoulders, these sayings and such, they don't come out of nowhere. They're informed. So yeah, you itching, that's probably your subconscious is like, oh hey, I don't know about this, but or itching for change.
It was very fascinating. So you know, one of the things that you sort of told me, you know, about the gym especially, is that, you know, I was to make sure that I put it in my calendar. Mm-hmm. To go to the gym. And so the very next day, or that night, after we met, I did. And I was up at 6:30 in the morning, like, refreshed. And, like, and then I don't get up before 7:45, 8 o'clock, ever. Even on the earliest days. Mm-hmm. I was up at 6:30 refreshed, went to the gym. So, flash forward to Thursday. And I had gone out Wednesday night with the boy. We had a great night. And I'd forgotten to put go to the gym on Thursday on the calendar in my little phone. And I drove right past it knowing full well that I should go to the gym, and I just didn't. I didn't have an interest, and I didn't go. What's that about?
Well, I guess.
Sure of lazy.
You know, tired? I mean, well, we did actually program in that you go to the gym 3 or more times a week. Now, right. How many times did you go to the gym?
4.
Exactly.
And I'm down 3.5 pounds.
And you know, I mean, the reality is too, is when I work with my clients, you want to be realistic. I mean, if you start going off to the gym, you don't go at all, and all of a sudden you're going every day and you burn yourself out, that doesn't make sense, right? You know, and true. So in my practice, I work a lot with clients in what I call like hypno coaching. I look at their total lifestyle and what's going on with them and bring that aspect of looking at what they do in your real world day to day. And how can I use hypnosis to help support what you're doing so that you reach your goals, so that they're realistic and that they're, you know, safe and good for you. And I know that you're a person that is puts together events, is about organizing, those kind
very
of things. So
oriented,
I want you to be able to use tools that you can use in the upfront, in the day-to-day, your waking state. And one of the tools that you already use is a calendar. So bringing those two things together just makes sense.
It's your brunch show, the Sunday Morning Mimosa. Lawson and Beth checking in. And you, my dear, beyond all resources, need help.
Thank you.
Well, we That's know great. That.
Thank you so much for that.
We know that anyways.
Yes, I'm a little Looney Tunes. Okay, I'm a lot Looney Tunes.
Arriba, arriba. Yeah, you're.
Tell me something I don't know.
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
See, I should cluck like a chicken.
Well, we could probably make that happen, right, Hillary?
I don't want to cluck like a chicken. I want help.
Okay. Let's get you legitimate help. And so Hillary's going to like do something to you during the cool music break here in a minute. And you're going to do this and it's going to work. It's the coolest thing ever. I am so, and I never do this.
I know. I'm so excited for you.
Yes, it's kind of cool.
You're going to be slim and trim before you know it.
180 pounds before Christmas.
That's what you're going to lose, 180 pounds?
I'm not losing 180
you're gonna
pounds.
You're going to get down. I was like, babe, you're not that big.
Honey, I was only 230 pounds. Oh, my word. I would be a midget and a very skinny one at that.
I was like, 180 pounds? You'd no. be nothing left of you.
I will get down to 180.
Thank you.
Yeah. But I've got to come back for other sessions. What am I going to do in my next session, Sensei?
Well, the next time we meet, we are going to...
Mrs. Miyagi?
Yes, we are going to resolve any internal conflicts that you have.
Now, what's that?
So, for example, you know, there's part of you that brought you to see me that said, okay, I'm looking for a solution.
Yeah,
I need to let go.
Yeah, you reached out to me.
Oh, yeah, but there's part of you that accepted, right? Yeah. And said, yeah, I want to do this. And there's a part of you that's been developing even in the last week or so through the first, you know, using the hypnotic programming, you're going to the gym, you're feeling good about it, you're putting it out there, you're talking about it. Now, there might be another part of you that is still, like on Thursday morning, that's like, let's just sleep in. We don't need to go to the gym.
That's because my boy kept me up till 4 a.m.
So any, it's a session where it resolves any parts of you that aren't supporting your goal. We do hypnosis, and it's basically like an interview. We interview all the parts. The part of you that's a resourceful part, the part of you that still wants to eat fried food, the part of you that is not wanting to wake up in the morning, and the part of you that does and is sticking to the program. And we basically call them up in hypnosis, and we interview the parts, and we have a dialogue between the parts.
Do they talk to you?
They talk to each other.
Come on.
Yes. It's amazing.
Very cool.
Yeah. Wow. And it makes for a true shift, because then what the parts, no parts are bad. No parts are to be judged. No parts are to be sent away. In fact, those parts, they showed up at some point in time to help you do something. But then when they become ingrained in the way that they're doing something and it doesn't support what your outcome is, what your goal is, then we need to get in there and have a little conversation with them so that they can.
You've been very naughty.
No judgment, Lawson. Yeah. just love. You've
been very naughty, Lawson.
Yeah, but you know, giving those parts new jobs, new things to do, so that they can help you fulfill your goal to lose that weight.
So we're doing that next week. This is exciting.
That's correct.
I'm very excited about this. So if people want to be able to contact you, because I've already got like one person that's going to reach out to you about cessation of smoking. I've got another person that's going to reach out to you about weight loss. And I've got the kitten caboodle over here. This is the jackpot. Beth is going to reach out to you for everything under the sun. But if people want to find you, what's the best way to do it?
To go to my website, truehypnosis.com, and that's just spelled truehypnosis, no funny spellings, .com.
Excellent. And then, well, what about our listeners? Say, you know, we have listeners all over the world, say someone is in Los Angeles, do you do phone sessions?
Oh, yeah. I work with a lot of clients over phone and Skype, and hypnosis can be great and works well via phone and Skype.
Wow. That's so cool.
I didn't know that.
So you don't have to be right there in person. I feel like it may be more helpful or less.
It depends on what kind of work that you're doing, but I can, you know, we can do lots of type of work that works really well over the phone and on Skype. You just need to be able to hear and have a quiet environment, and we can get the work done.
It's your brunch show. The Sunday morning mimosa, you're getting very sleepy.
I know. She's awesome.
She legit did it.
Yeah. I mean, I had this red spot on my neck when I got here, and it's almost gone.
Yeah.
Because she had a little private session with me.
Really?
I had to see for myself.
Yeah, and it works.
Very much so.
TrueHypnosis.com, folks. Check that out. Thanks, Hillary, for joining us on the show. In the meantime, you could spend 8 hours with her. She needs some serious help. Cuckoo for
Thank
Cocoa
you.
Puffs.
That's
honey.
Why you love me so much.
I adore you. Anyways, thanks so much for joining us. We hope you have a delightful week. We'll talk to you next. See you then.
Song came and went like the times that we spent.